The Mysterious Disappearance of Keiko, page 28.
For 8 years, a tough little submarine worked in the deepest, darkest place on Earth. It explored the ocean floor in terrible conditions. The pressure there is about 1,000 times greater than at the ocean's surface. No light from the sun ever reaches so deep. Then the submarine, Keiko, suddenly disappeared. What happened? Did the extreme conditions kill Keiko? Where did Keiko go? Researchers in Japan wanted Keiko to explore the bottom of the Mariana Trench and look for living things deep in the sea. In fact, the name Keiko means trench in Japanese. The Mariana Trench is a deep opening in the floor of the Pacific Ocean, near the island of Guam. The bottom of the trench is nearly 7 miles, 11.27 kilometers, below sea level. Compare this depth to the height of Mount Everest, Earth's highest mountain. Everest's elevation is only about 5.5 miles, 8.85 kilometers, above sea level. In 1960, Jacques Piccard of Switzerland and Donald Walsh of the United States traveled to the trench bottom in a submarine named Trieste. It went down more than 35,790 feet, 10,909 meters, below the surface to the ocean floor. Piccard and Walsh were in constant danger. The deep water put terrible stress on Trieste. The ship's windows started to crack, so Piccard and Walsh had to come to the surface as quickly as possible. They had no time to survey the bottom at these great depths. Keiko could stay down longer than Trieste because Keiko was a robot. No human was inside. The scientists who controlled it floated safely in a research ship on the ocean surface. They monitored the dive through electronic equipment such as television cameras. Keiko's trip to the ocean floor was like a moon landing. A larger mothership went most of the way to the bottom and then released Keiko. The mothership stayed nearby, ready to take Keiko back after its exploration was finished. Keiko's first successful trip to the bottom of the trench was on March 24, 1995. After it made contact with the ocean floor, it planted a simple plaque. Keiko, 1995.3.24. The robot took a few samples of bottom sand. Then it rose slightly to take some water samples. After about 2 hours, Keiko went back to the mothership and then went home. Keiko brought back amazing information. More than 180 living things were in its sample containers. As scientists had expected, the animals and plants Keiko collected were extremely small. The submarine's cameras, however, told a surprising story. They sent back pictures of much larger living things, like a shrimp, a worm, and a sea cucumber. Scientists had never expected to find such complex life so deep in the ocean. Over the next 8 years, Keiko continued to explore deep parts of the Pacific Ocean. Then, in 2003, a terrible thing happened. A dangerous storm was approaching. The scientists who controlled Keiko hurried to pull the submarine back up to the surface, but they were shocked to find only an empty cable. Keiko was not there. Keiko's disappearance is still a mystery. What broke its cable? Where is it? As late as 2006, a few radio signals from Keiko reached researchers. This meant it was probably on or near the surface, not on the ocean floor. The Pacific, however, is the world's biggest ocean. In an area so large, the tough little explorer may never be found.